My name is James Sagerton. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee, the meeting for September 21st, 2021. We believe we have quorum. Secretary, will you take the roll, please?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Teresa J. Allen? Nick Arena?
Here.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton?
Here.
Anita Sims?
Here.
And that's 10. 10 of 11.
Thank you very much, R. Paul. Okay. Now we're going to move to adopt an agenda, and I'm going to read it. One is convene meeting, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Two, roll call. Three, adopt agenda. Four, chair's announcements, 2 minutes. 5 minutes approval, 3 minutes. Six, ICFO report, 10 minutes report and question and answer. Seven, motion. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to conduct immediate emergency fundraising, 10 minutes. Number eight, motion. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to immediately accept all voluntary layoffs, furloughs, reduction in hours, and other measures to save payroll costs, 10 minutes. Nine, review draft 2021 KPFK budget, 60 minutes. 10, budget timeline for fiscal year 2022, budget timeline, 5 minutes. Number 11, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Are there any additions, changes, discussion?
R. Paul Fast.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. One, it would be good if instead of just throwing a motion into there, you had a motion about, you know, the item would be motion about X instead of throwing the whole motion in. But we'll live with it this time. I hope we don't do that again. And the other thing is I will change number 10 to read FY22, not FY2022, to be in keeping with what we've done for these things for the past number of decades.
Yes. Appropriate suggestions. Thank you, R. Paul. I don't think we need to vote on that. That's acceptable to everyone?
Yes.
Very good. Okay.
Hey, James, can you clarify something for me? Where was Anita? Where was Anita's budget presentation in that agenda? I must have got distracted a bit, but I didn't hear it.
Number nine.
Just the item. Nine. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move ahead. Chair's announcements. I'm going to say just briefly that there was just a meeting held wherein directors from KPFK and other directors from the Finance Committee and the chair of the board met to discuss the unfolding cash flow crisis, we'll call it, at KPFK. That is where the two motions have come from, just by way of background. And we'll be having ongoing meetings of that nature to bring motions forward to the PNB for
Teresa for the Teresa
attempted
here.
Solutions. Hold on just a second, Teresa. I just wanted to see if I had any other announcement. No, not now. Go ahead, Teresa.
I just want to say I'm present.
Oh, thank you. Well noted. So now everybody's here. Very good. Appreciate that. Okay. Let's move on to minutes approval. Arpo, I know you have some executive session minutes, but we'll do them next time if that's okay.
Yeah, I only have the executive session right now because I thought we were going into one. If we do go
Correct.
Into one later, though, we should do this. But we don't have the other now, so we can move on.
Okay. Just an inquiry. I thought about, actually, since we have the executive session planned, would you want to go into that toward the end of the meeting if we have time just to approve those minutes?
During an executive session?
I'm saying if we – right now we're not – the need for the executive session did not materialize.
Ah.
So right now I'm not planning to go into executive session, but we still could, if you wanted to approve those outstanding minutes from March 23rd that you have.
That can be done, and we could do it right now if you want to do it that way, although people will understand that we can't really discuss stuff.
Well, Fred will take us off the stream if we do that, so – Yeah.
So it's up to you.
We won't have to discuss anything.
So
is there... Okay. Well, if it's up to me, I'll say, why don't we go ahead and do that? So that item will be taken care of. Fred, is that doable from your perspective? Can you take us off the stream momentarily and then get us back on, or is that cumbersome?
No, I can do that.
Oh, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Because then we have to do a report out. Let's just skip it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were suggesting that we do that.
No, that was not what I was suggesting.
Okay.
So
you don't want to do that at this meeting at all. We'll do it the next time we
actually
have.
Yeah, let's just skip it for this one.
Very good. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Now we'll go to the ICFO report. Anita, I only scheduled 10 minutes for this because I think we're going to have a lot of to deal with to get the budget through, but if we need to extend, we can.
Okay, thank you. If I may go ahead and get started.
Yes, please, of course.
Okay. I really don't have too much to report, though I can tell you we have been running around here. I know that we're still working on the AG report, as I mentioned on our last call. We have gotten some help from internal just to get it completed. I think we have communicated with Grace and others that had stepped up to say we can help, and they have supplied some information, which is all good. And the majority of today has been spent really on putting together this draft proposal. Cash at the national office is low. We do have the funds necessary to pay some things that have to be paid, like the FJC interest payment and insurance and some other items. And did receive some money, a couple of statements on central services. Really be happy to answer any questions, but that was my report.
Thank you, Anita. Anita, I'm going to ask you to extend your report just a little bit and review some of the information we just heard about the situation at KPFK and where we stand as far as making payroll.
Yes, I reported earlier that essentially in the bank account there's a little over $6,000. Payroll is, of course, next week. Unless if there's some funds that have come in that have not hit the bank as of yet, we don't know about it. Obviously, they're still running at a deficit for July. I think they were almost at year-to-date $600,000. A lot of concerns about what next steps are and also what plans, what are the next steps to be able to make them whole or what have you.
Anita, could you just elaborate a little more? I understand that the payroll – at KPFK, we have $6,000 in the bank. The payroll, the actual payroll, is closer to $48,000.
Correct.
Current payroll?
Yes.
And the July deficit, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, the July month to date was about 151,000. Year to date, it's at a little over 600,000, or right at 600,000.
The deficit for the month of July was 150,000. Got it. Got it. Thank you very much. Anyone else with questions?
I will add that there is, the business manager did provide me a list of payables, unless if they paid a few things between last week and this week. I know there's some, like, power bills that will have to get paid. I have reached out to him. He obviously is in communications with me. So I'll get the list of those payables to be able to share with the committee if needed.
Thank you, Anita. Any other questions?
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I think at one point our IED was going to come up with a plan for KPFK. Do we have that in writing, or the plan from the IED?
Who's your question directed to?
I guess anyone. We were going to see it. I mean, so has anybody on the committee, as the chair, have you seen it? Has any of you seen it?
No, I have not.
Has it been communicated, the plan, has it been communicated to the staff or anyone?
I don't know.
Okay. Can we ask to see that plan?
Ask to see the executive director's plan.
KPFK, because, I mean, I think it was offered before before the GM started, but still crisis, and so I'd like to know what proposals the IGN has.
I will forward that inquiry to the you want this to the executive director, correct?
Yes, I'd like to see that. Yeah.
Okay, I will forward this to her. If you, in the meantime, can get me, excuse me, any particulars about exactly when that was mentioned and offered, that might help.
Does the secretary not remember that? Because I believe it was offered. Well, we haven't seen the IED that often, but I thought at the beginning, somewhere in this process, the IED offered to come up with some sort of plan. And I would think, I mean, is the new general manager intend to be on the call tonight?
The new general manager of KPFK?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
He wasn't invited. He's, you know, I assume he's pretty busy scrambling to get started there.
Well, he might. This might be the place to get a few answers.
Arpal, for a fast answer.
Go
ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, the secretary is loath to just rely on memory and cough up what he thinks he remembers. So it will be if such a thing were in fact done, it would be in one of the minutes. So,
well, I move
the minutes are worth researching.
I move that we ask the IED what her suggestions are right now regarding this situation. Does the IED have a plan that could be shared with us? Because I'm sure she's aware that if there is no plan, then it's probably not going to make any headway, and it's just not.
A plan,
I mean, and this kind of leads to the okay. So that's my motion.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Arpal.
Because the business manager certainly didn't have a plan.
Okay, Teresa, let's let Arpal read back what he has.
What I have is that the NFC ask the interim executive director if she has a plan that she can share with us about KPFK.
Yes.
And may I ask, Teresa, is that a substitute for your prior inquiry?
I suppose so, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do you have that, R. Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
We have several people that James is just talking about that are working to come up with a plan. And I think the IED had a plan previously, and we did not like it. It was just to fire whoever she wants to fire. So I don't want, I'm not interested in this motion at all. I think it's a bad motion.
Well, maybe she has a plan that's different than that. I mean, I don't know whether you can. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's not have the crosstalk. Were you done, Lyndon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Teresa, you were trying to speak a moment ago. Do you want to speak further?
Well, I'm assuming that this is just general knowledge then, that that's her plan. Lyndon, was that put in writing? Or I would like a plan in writing. And if that's the solution that she proposes, then I guess it should be public knowledge.
Well, you have a motion, Teresa. Are you now wanting to amend your own motion?
No, but I think when I say I want to see a plan, I want to see something in writing. And if it's already in writing, fine. Could you find it for me? Because I would like to see it. Or if it's been revised, I would like to see the IED's plan right now for a balanced budget at KPFK.
I have never seen any such plan, so I'm not aware that there is such a thing. So I think perhaps your initial motion about inquiring if she has a plan might be the way to go.
Well, didn't we say, as part of the discussion, did we not say that if the stations did not have a plan, then we were going to do something about it? And since we've been given a plan,
I think you're conflating something.
Okay,
I think you're thinking about the February 6th motion of 2020 that said any station that didn't have a budget within 2 weeks, the NFC would produce one for them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Perhaps, yes.
Okay.
But I don't
think that's a different thing.
But I think I want to go with my motion. I would like to see a plan from the IED. I do not, and as part of my motivation, we don't have the general manager on here to weigh in and say, well, I like this about it or I don't. I know it's early, but still, I think that this is a crisis situation. And nothing is going to get done unless someone steps forward and says, this is my proposal, and we work it out. You know, nobody leaves this room until we have a solution. So I think the first step might be to ask the IED what they need to do. And I have a further suggestion.
I'm going to ask you to hold off on your further suggestion until deal with this first matter.
For later.
And I'm going to point out that we are approaching time on this section of the agenda, this item on the agenda. And I just want to reiterate and maybe elaborate a little bit on what Lyndon just said about how this is being handled in the network at large. I don't know if you're following on the email lists, but a lot of the activity around the cash flow crisis and the payroll crisis at KPFK is not coming to the Finance Committee. It's bypassing the Finance Committee and going either directly to the PNB. It's also been the topic of numerous discussions and public meetings and some private meetings at KPFK, where their Finance Committee and their LSB have been dealing with it. Some of those, as I say, some of those meetings were public and they were streamed and are available at KPFTX. In fact, I know that we'll be dealing with some of this at the upcoming PMB meeting. That's why these two motions are on our agenda for tonight. And I'm not arguing against your motion. I'm just explaining that there is a lot of conversation going on and addressing of these issues going on. It's just not coming to us here on the Finance Committee, which doesn't mean it won't or it shouldn't. And it partially it is tonight with these motions. So is there any other discussion on this? And if not, we'll go to a vote. Do we need to repeat the motion?
I can do that, but you should also ask if there's objection when I get done reading it.
I will.
All right. The motion that I have is that the NFC ask the interim executive director if she has a plan that she can share with us about KPFK.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that's adopted. And, Arpal, do you want to pass that on to the executive director, or shall I do that?
Well, you should do it.
Very good.
She isn't going to pay attention to me.
Well, you're the secretary. I thought maybe that's the way it would work. All right. Fair enough. I will do it. I won't make any comment as whether she'll pay attention to me. Okay, so we were in the ICFO report, and we are now out of time for that unless anyone would like to extend. Hearing no.
Fred,
I'm sorry, who's that?
Fred proposes extending 5 minutes.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. Fred, did you have something?
No. I thought...
That's okay. Is there anybody else who wants to has any other questions for the ICFO? We're still in the ICFO report. Okay, hearing none, I think we can close this item.
Sorry,
Anita, did you have anything to add?
Hello?
Yeah, I do.
I was on mute.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa, if you have something.
I was wondering if anything has come of my request to know whether Netta now has access to see the balance in the bank account at KPFT. Has anything been done since last week when I asked about it?
No. We do not have access as of yet, but I understand that they are working on it.
Okay, and when you say they, you mean our general manager and our business manager?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anita, may I ask an additional question on that matter? Does that involve the general manager going to the bank and possibly changing over the signature cards at the bank? Is that where they are in it?
Yes.
Understood.
I mean, those need to be changed. Of course, he's well aware that we just want you only for NETA staff, or for like Tamara or Julia, if you will.
And, so I'm sure. yeah.
But anyway,
I have one other question.
I just want to follow up one little bit. I think, of course, with COVID, they probably have to schedule an appointment for that. I'm not trying to make excuses for why this hasn't happened. I think it should have happened a long time ago, but I imagine they need to make an appointment, and maybe Teresa, you could follow up with your general manager and see if there's some problem making an appointment or getting that in gear.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Teresa, and you wanted to have a further comment?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm wondering, has anything been done about the fact that KPFT paid the taxes on the building that was donated to KPFT, and then National took the money from the sale of the building. So what has been done about the taxes that KPFT paid? How much of the money from that sale did actually KPFT get to see?
If I may respond to that.
Please.
First of all, we still do not have anything, documentation, the closing paperwork for us to do the journal entry. We do not have that. We have never received it. Yes, some funds came into the national office. We understood that that's where it came from, but that, to my knowledge, in the last time I was asked, I confirmed that with Tamara, which handles your accounts, your deposits, accounts receivable. I mean, she sees that paperwork, that we do not have any information on that. We certainly would have already recorded.
Anita, this is James with a question. I know that they basically took the national office basically took the money for whatever purposes it had at the time from that house sale and applied it to KPFT's central services. Do you think that they may have included the tax paid in that, or do we need to, if that was what the intention was, do we need to make sure that that's documented as a credit for KPFT?
Yes, but, I mean, we still need the paperwork. The business manager really needs it also from the station so it can be recorded there. And then our part would be to credit Central Services.
So, Teresa, I'm going to ask you again to possibly contact your general manager and see if he's had any communication from the national office to see if he knows whether that tax amount was credited, or is the plan is to credit that to you, or is that just an item? It sounds like that may be just an item that's hanging out there with no resolution to it.
Lyndon to the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Anita. So,
yes, sir.
I know I've asked before, and you said you did not have the paperwork concerning the sale of the house, so you cannot record that sale.
We don't
did
know
that
what
make
it,
our,
oh, yes, correct. I mean, the paperwork is what I'm referencing.
Right, right. But if you can't record the sale, but we've already spent the money.
I know.
Does that make our books out of balance?
Well, no, it's incomplete. I mean, that's going to be something that the auditors are going to flag, because there's no reason that we should not have that information.
And may I ask who you would get that information from?
The ICO. I mean,
the
IED. IED.
Yes. Sorry.
From the IED.
Yes.
Okay, can we send a letter to the IED and ask for this? Who needs to send a letter or an email to the IED to ask for this paperwork? And should I CC the general manager? Should I CC our business manager?
Yeah, if you would do that, the committee would appreciate it. If you would send an email to the executive, interim executive director, ask her what's the disposition of the paperwork that Anita needs, and what is the disposition of the $4,000 plus in taxes that you paid. Now, are you going to get that refunded to you, or is that going to be counted toward your central services, or what happened to it? That would be a help to us if you would do that.
Lyndon for the SEC.
Go ahead, Lyndon. Let me just ask Teresa, is she willing to do that? Teresa, are you okay with doing that?
Well, I'm a little bit unsure of the wording, but I will certainly try, and I guess I'm going to probably CC maybe the finance committee, because there's this, you know, this shouldn't have to linger around. It just, people need to say what they need and get it done.
Why don't you write a draft, Teresa, and then you can pass it around, and we'll make suggestions if necessary and help you with the wording if you wish.
I'll tell you what, Anita, shall I send the draft to you, and then
yes.
You can tell me how it needs to be correctly
yes.
worded. Then I'll send it to our IED, our general manager, our business manager, and I'll CC Anita Sims. And then we can go from there, okay?
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
So thank you, Anita. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Teresa. No, not bye-bye. We're still here.
I know. I'm still here, too.
Okay. Lynn, I heard you asking to speak. I'm going to recognize you, but then suggest that we're out of time for this item and move on to the next one. But go ahead if you had a question or comment.
I sent an email to our business manager maybe 4 weeks ago asking for this information again. And then I saw that we were credited, at least on the spreadsheet for Central Services, so I thought it had happened. But sadly, I'm mistaken. And I would imagine that our ICFO has contacted the IED more than one time to try to get this information.
We've asked.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Okay. Unless anyone else would like to extend time to ask other questions, we'll move on to the next item. Okay, the next item is number 7. Let me set the timer here. Okay. Timer running. And the next item is the motion, and perhaps we can craft this a little better than it is. The motion, as I mentioned, comes from the chair of the board, and also grew out of the meeting that I just mentioned that we had earlier today about the situation at KPFK. And it reads, the NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct the KPFK management, that it direct KPFK management to conduct immediate emergency fundraising. 10 minutes for this. Is there any discussion? Hearing none.
Teresa for the stack.
Oh, okay. I heard Teresa. Was that Sharon?
Yes.
I think I heard Sharon first. Let's go to Sharon and then Teresa. And who else? Okay, let's hear Sharon.
I thought KPFK just had a fund drive. I'm just curious, didn't they just end a fund drive? And if it did just end, I'm wondering when the end of the fund drive was. Maybe Fred knows or... that's my question.
It was the 31st.
Yeah, it was the end of the month.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, their fund drive, unfortunately, was... I think we've discussed that here. It was only bringing in $5,000 average a day at the end, and their expenses are currently $8,000 a day. So in full-on fund drive, they were not raising enough money to pay their expenses. Thus, we are in a payroll shortage. We're having a payroll shortage and a cash flow crisis. That is where we're at. Any other questions, discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection
Teresa
to this
for
motion?
The stack.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, I heard you before. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I'm sorry. And anything I say in this instance is going to sound like micromanaging, but, like, who was in charge, who's responsible for the effectiveness of this pledge drive? Since you got rid of, like, the development director at KPFK, who is the one responsible for the effect, and then no general manager. So who was the one in charge?
Can I respond, Teresa?
I'm going to let you respond, Fred, but I want to say that that question is a little far afield from the motion. But I'm going to let Fred answer it, but I want to try and focus the conversation here not on, you know, the general history of KPFK's situation, but just on this motion requesting immediate fundraising. But I guess a little history is appropriate in discussing that. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, I was just going to say that we had an interim general manager, Mo Thomas, from WPFW in Washington, who's been doing yeoman's work at the station. But, I mean, he's been putting his time in at several stations. This fund drive just was not enough. I mean, this fund drive raised a total of $325,000 in pledge, $235,000 in pledges in 43 days.
And the goal was 600?
Yes.
Beth, to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
I just wanted to point out that we've been, the KPFK has been without a program director since January. He was part of the first wave that was cut off, and there was no plan made then or since to cover that function at the station. So programmers and the rest of the staff have been improvising to the best of their ability, but with no one to coordinate, this is where we find ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Any other discussion on this motion?
Teresa.
Lyndon.
I'm going to hear Lyndon because Teresa's already spoken, and then we'll hear Teresa. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Thank you. This is to Fred. Does that $235,000, does that include dollars that go to, like, the Haitian relief and all the other things? Because that keeps getting confused or getting thrown in there, and I never get a real dollar amount.
Well, at the local finance committee, we haven't gotten a dollar amount, but you're talking about third-party fundraising, and I believe there is some of that in there. But we don't know the exact amount, and I doubt they have the money in the bank to pay out the amount that they owe on that either. Is that an adequate answer?
Thank you.
Okay, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. When I was talking earlier, that was only the very beginning of my question. It appears to me that because you don't have a program director and because KPFK was relying heavily upon the development director, that some programmers are not thinking that they have to individually raise money. And as I said, anything I say at this point is going to sound like micromanagement, but when you have 150 programmers, or I don't know how many programmers you have at KPFK, but expecting the general manager or a staff of 20 to do all of the fundraising rather than 180, which would be the volunteer programmers and the paid staff. Now, that's a different story. Obviously, you need to do fundraising. I think the new general manager should be working on grants. Whoever's working on grants should be working on grants. Some people should be working on the major donors. That's just a given. But obviously, something needs to be convene to more effectively fundraise, because like something's gone seriously wrong. So to say, oh, we want them to fundraise, that's not going to fix the problem. I mean, I have some suggestions, but I don't know whether they need to report back to us on what exactly they've done. I mean, I would suggest is every programmer needs to have a goal. And each programmer needs to approach 10, a circle of friends, and ask them to be a patron to their show.
Could Fred
That's
respond?
The stack. And Julie to the stack.
All right, let's see if Teresa was finished. Were you done, Teresa?
I think I'm finished, and I think you're probably pretty tired of me. Thank you.
Could Fred respond?
I heard Fred first and then Julie.
Okay, do I have
Fred,
the floor?
Fred.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
you do.
The reasons for the summer fund drive's failure are complex, because fundraising is a complex task. A lot of our fundraisers have been working very, very hard on the fund drive, and actually have raised more money than they have in previous fund drives. We had a couple of major fund. And part of the problem here is you start to get into personnel issues when you talk about the details of a fund drive. So I don't really want to do that. We also had a couple of major fundraisers that resigned during this fund drive, and that had a major impact. And that's about, where I want to leave it.
Understood, Fred. Thank you for that. And I'm just going to interject something that, Teresa, in those other meetings that I've suggested that are going on, especially at the KPFK station itself, all of those kinds of suggestions are being worked through. I mean, those are the same suggestions that come up at every station when financial trouble appears. And so they are working through many of those suggestions. The reason for this motion here now is that there is some urgency for them to get started on their emergency fundraising, and it seems to be moving a little slow. So this is designed to engage the new general manager and prompt them to speed it up. They really need to speed it up. So that's the purpose of this. And that's why it's only dealing with this particular issue. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, thanks, James. I'm sort of loath to try to make suggestions from afar. And so could you just help me understand that this motion came out of discussions that you had, if I'm correct, that you had with Alex, who's the chair of the PNB, and the KPFK other PNB directors, is that right?
The chair of the board called a meeting of all of the KPFK directors, three people from this finance committee who have background in finance, and budgets and such. Also, the chair of the KPFK LSB was called in. I think that's the list. I think there were 11 people present. Anita was there. So it was a pretty good cast of characters to deal with the financial situation at KPFK. And it's because we need to move some of these conversations and resolutions to the PNB level just to, speed things up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we are now out of time for this item. So I'm going to ask our Paul to call the roll. Does anyone need the motion repeated?
Yes. Why don't I read it and see if you ask if anybody objects.
Very good, our Paul. Thank you.
The motion is, which I guess I'm carrying as being from the PNB chair, or maybe.
Why don't you say it's coming from me? Came from out of that meeting of all those
all right.
people.
I will make it coming from you, which will make better sense. All right, the motion is, the NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to conduct immediate emergency fundraising.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item.
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
If I don't object, I at least want to abstain. I don't want it to be said that it's unanimously passed, because it just doesn't make so much sense to me.
Okay. Fair enough.
I abstain also. I would like to abstain also.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
One, unanimous consent and without objection are two different things. Two, if somebody wants to be on the record as abstaining, we have to go to a roll call vote.
Correct.
What do we want to do?
Teresa, was that an abstention? I heard somebody else saying they wanted to abstain too. Yes,
I want
Sharon?
To thank. Yeah, I guess we need to roll call.
Okay. So go ahead and take the call, roll call, please, our call.
Yeah, hold on a second. The damn coily cord has a cable in it again. All right. Oh, man. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I am plagued by the coily cord on this telephone constantly grabbing things and trying to make things fall on the floor, and it's really grabbed it this time. So hold on. All right.
Did you send us a picture of that? I don't see.
This
think
is
I've
a window on our Paul's world.
While.
That's right.
Okay. If you hear a big crash and a scream, you know something important just hit it. All right. Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
That's Jane.
Teresa J. Allen.
I'm going to say no.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Okay. All right. 9-4. One against. One abstention.
Thank you, R. Paul. Now we'll move on to item 8, and I'll read that. It is this is a motion. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to immediately accept all voluntary layoffs, furloughs, reductions in hours, and other measures to save on payroll costs. I think I want to insert the word voluntary measures to save on payroll costs.
Yeah.
The intent of this is to take voluntary accept voluntary offers of action. Okay, let me just wait till our Paul gets that. I'm sure, well, actually, he has it.
Yeah, once he's got it, read it back to us one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. One second.
Let me take a stack while you're doing that. I heard Sharon. Anybody else? Okay, we'll just start with Sharon for now. Let's wait till our Paul gets done, Sharon, and then we'll go.
Okay. I got everything untangled here. You're okay. You haven't actually made a motion at this point. I think you've got we've started the thing. So you want to rephrase your motion again?
Yeah, I'll just read it again. I did make the motion. I just added a word to the copy that came in the agenda. It's motion. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to immediately accept all voluntary layoffs, furloughs, reductions in hours, and other voluntary measures, that's the added word, voluntary measures, to save on payroll costs.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, that's 10 minutes, and let me start. I did not start my timer. You do that. Sharon, why don't you go ahead and start while I'm resetting my timer?
Okay.
Sharon? You may be muted, Sharon.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I was muted. I don't understand the motion because it says you're asking for voluntary measures and voluntary resignations and furloughs and things. So, I mean, to me, if it's voluntary, I'm not quite sure why we're directing them to accept voluntary measures. Like, it doesn't actually make sense to me from that perspective. That's my comment.
I think what may not make sense to you is you would think if a station was in the situation that KPFK is in and people were volunteering to be laid off, that would be immediately accepted, but it hasn't been. In fact, it's been resisted, including in union negotiations.
I see. Okay, though that's actually helpful. Okay, I did not know that. So, but let me ask you this: if I can follow up, then, if there's a union issue, I mean, is it because, I mean, if I don't under I don't know, but if somebody's in the union but they voluntarily resign or take a furlough, does the union have the right to reject that, or is that not something they can do?
It's not the union that's rejecting it; it's management. People are volunteering to be laid off. And management is saying no.
Okay.
And of course, the union would prefer that management take people who volunteer to be laid off rather than people who are being laid off against their will.
I see. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I'm glad to clarify it for you. Anyone else?
I'd like to say this. It's too bad that is that okay if I talk?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't recognize you. Go ahead.
KGNU in Boulder, Colorado had a schedule that was very fluid, and arrangements could be made for people to work flexible hours or less hours if they needed to take a longer vacation, to take leave without pay or whatever. It's too bad this is not working out, and I think maybe somebody ought to give some thought as to really why that's not working out if somebody wants to take volunteer furlough, why that's not working, why management would – when you say the management's not letting somebody take a volunteer furlough, who's management? Who's the person? I guess you have to ask that question, which you don't want to answer in an open meeting, but –
Yeah, this is, again, as Fred alluded to earlier, when we start talking about who's not doing what or who is doing what, then we are actually talking about personnel issues, which
well,
we probably should not do in open session.
I support the motion.
Okay, good to know.
This
is that the end of your question?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I just, James, if you can, without, revealing names and things, why is it that management is not accepting the voluntary furloughs and things?
I would have to, that's a question of a person's motivation, and they always say that's impossible to know, so I don't know what the motivation is.
Oh, they haven't given a reason? I mean, I just was curious if they had given a reason why they didn't want to do that at this time.
Again, I think it's coming too close to personnel issues. But I don't know the motivation for management not accepting voluntary layoffs. It's a head scratcher.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else? Hearing none, does anyone need it reread, or can we go to a vote? Okay,
can
I'll
just
ask
say, I'd like to have it reread before the vote, just because it helps me, and especially because I'm always first to vote if you do the roll call. I really do appreciate it if you read it again before we vote.
No worry. Motion. The NFC recommends...
Oh, I thought I was being asked to read it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead, Arpo. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to immediately accept all voluntary layoffs, furloughs, reductions in hours, and other voluntary measures to save on payroll costs.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that passed. And now we're going to move to the main item, and we are shorter on time than I hoped we would be coming to this. We're going to try and do a final review of the draft 2021 KPFK budget. We scheduled 60 minutes for this. It's already 9:39 by my clock. So we have...
I have 9:30.
you do. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I have
931.
That's right. Okay. That's my computer running ahead of time again. Okay, so we have 45 minutes, so let's see how we can do with this. Anita, do you want to go ahead and present and remind everybody when they received this and what the status is?
Sure, be happy to. If I may get started, and I apologize for the lateness of this document, but anyway, it went out right, I think, after 8 o'clock. My computer froze up, and I think Chris did send it out. So have you had a chance to even briefly look at it, I guess, is the first question.
Anita, I was meaning to that we had received this. You did this some time ago, working with Barry, the business manager at KPFK. You balanced it and presented this to us quite some time ago. We've had it for a while. We've made some recent tweaks to accommodate recent events, such as the poor performance of the last fund drive on the revenue side.
Correct. And yes, as you can tell, it's been a long day, so I apologize.
That's quite all right. We've just, so everybody knows, we kept Anita very busy all day.
Right. So anyway, but we did make some tweets just because we wanted to ensure that we balance the budget, one. Quite frankly, I started to look at it more, in between calls, if you will, and I do admit it has been a very long day. So, and as I bring before you, it occurred to me that there's 8 days left in the end of the fiscal year. So what we brought is what Barry and I did, but this has been revised considerably. I do see some things that I probably would have presented differently if we had had more time, but we needed to get it to you. It is a balanced budget, and I encourage you, if you have questions, please ask me. But I know Barry was on this call once when we went over it. I do not have the narrative for that, and I didn't realize that until it went out. We can send that to you.
That'd be fine. I just want to add, Anita, if I may, to your presentation here, that as Anita pointed out, there's 9 days left in this fiscal year. We're sending the we have, if we pass this budget tonight, we'll be able to pass it on the PNB on Thursday night. Then we will have a budget for the first time for KPFK in, I think, 4 years, thanks to, in very large part, the services of NETA. And that will give the new general manager a template on which he can base his budget for the fiscal year 22, and that will, we hope, enable him to do it in a more timely manner than was done with this year's budget. And we just think that this will help the process along for him to have a template to work from, and it's basically a template based on actuals from this year, which will make it more grounded in reality. And hopefully with the other changes we will have upcoming for the fiscal year 22 budget based on the cash flow crisis that they're having, it will actually be a smaller budget next year, but balanced and a good prediction of what will actually occur. So I'm sorry, Anita, go ahead.
It's okay. I appreciate all that. I was going to say that had we had a little bit more time, I probably would have been more conservative on the revenue side. Again, as you look through it, you probably will agree with me on that. Based on what we think, we do not have August financials as of yet. We did run the year-to-date general ledger to see, excuse me, if some was already posted revenue. Not all of it was there. But again, I would have been probably more conservative on that. Expenses, we did make some reductions in looking at it, but pretty much how they were from the original budget that was back in June.